The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Henrico County honored three outgoing supervisors this week. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more.
Chairman Frank Thornton of Fairfield, Pat O'Bannon of Tuckahoe, and Three Chops Tommy Brannon were celebrated for their collective 70-plus years of service as Henrico supervisors. O'Bannon reflected on the county's positive momentum during her nearly three decades of service as the first woman elected to the board.
It's been 28 years and it's gone by like really fast. And I have lots and lots of stories, but I just want to tell you that this county is amazing.
Thornton, another 28-year incumbent, thanked the board for its teamwork during his tenure.
And I'm hopeful and prayerful that the new board will continue the same thrust.
Three new supervisors, Roscoe Cooper, Misty Whitehead, and Jody Rogish, will take their oaths of office Friday, ahead of the next board meeting on January 9th. Lyndon German, VPM News.
$449 million in federal funds for Hampton Roads are safe in this year's National Defense Spending Bill. The National Defense Authorization Act cleared both chambers of Congress by Thursday afternoon. The funding includes money for two child development centers, a dry dock saltwater system, and support facilities. The 3,000-plus page bill now goes to President Joe Biden, who is expected to sign it. An FBI official testifying before the U.S. House Oversight Committee Tuesday raised questions about the General Service Administration's site selection process for the new FBI headquarters. Nicholas DeMoz is the assistant director of the FBI's Finance and Facilities Division. He told members of Congress that the FBI was surprised that Greenbelt, Maryland was chosen over Springfield, Virginia.
The FBI identified process concerns that we were unable to resolve with GSA. When the SSA provided their report to us in August, we were surprised to see that the SSA came to a different conclusion than the site selection panel's consensus recommendation.
The SSA, or Site Selection Authority, has the power to make a choice that differs from the advisory panel's recommendation. But DeMoz says this move is exceedingly rare. Spotsylvania County's Board of Supervisors approved an agreement related to four new Amazon data center projects. According to the Freelance Star, Amazon Data Services wants to invest over $6 billion in the area, yielding an average of $13.8 million in annual tax revenue through 2040. In a 5-2 vote, supervisors approved the performance agreement after a closed session discussion. Amazon representatives say they want the first data centers to be finished by the end of 2024. A controversial military-themed brewery will be able to open in Norfolk despite community opposition. WHRO's Ryan Murphy has the details.
Norfolk City Council voted 6-1 to approve operating permits for Armed Forces Brewing Company Tuesday night. Members of the community have opposed approval of the business over marketing materials and statements by brewery spokespeople that local residents call misogynistic, homophobic, transphobic, and hateful. Here's Armed Forces CEO Alan Beal.
There's some repairing, obviously some community repairing to do. Everyone is welcome at the brewery. We don't care who you are.
Several council members said while they disagree with some of the messages associated with Armed Forces, that it was council's job to approve the permits and let the market decide the brewery's fate. This is a rare instance of the city council breaking with the recommendations of the local civic league and the city's own planning commission. Both bodies recommended not approving the brewery's permits. Beal expects to open the doors to the public in January.
That was Ryan Murphy with partner station WHRO News. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill to tackle Parkinson's disease and honor a Virginia member. The National Plan to End Parkinson's Act aims to establish a council of public health experts that will report annually on efforts to prevent, treat, and cure the disorder. It is also named for Virginia Representative Jennifer Wexton and a Florida representative's late brother, according to a press release from Wexton's office. The Northern Virginia representative was diagnosed with an atypical form of Parkinson's earlier this year and is set to retire for health reasons. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM. VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.